Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome in to quarter two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. UFC's most notorious icon is stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round. And if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. And all you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, we have you in. We need to talk recruiting. Recruiting doesn't just mean recruiting high school players. It's also from the transfer portal. But let's start, first of all, with the 2021 class. Of course, there are two signing periods. The early signing period in December, where most of the heavy lifting gets done. There's still the traditional signing period, which is in February. And are there going to be more names for Penn State prior to that February signing date?
Yeah, there are, Jim, and I think we'll start hearing some of those pop up in the next couple of weeks here. You know, I was listening when we heard from James Franklin earlier this week, and, you know, he spent a lot of time talking about the transfer portal and things like that. But I don't know about you, but I couldn't help but think that just the way he mentioned it a couple of times, that they're going to add some guys. He said at one point that they have some wiggle room to add guys, whether it's high school guys or college guys. The exact quote was, you know, we have a little wiggle room left. We didn't have a lot of flexibility to solve some of the programs that, let me rephrase that. Basically what he was getting at was they didn't necessarily, get all of their issues that they wanted to get solved yet, even though they've already had four pickups through the transfer portal, in addition to 15 signees in the class of 2027, of which enrolled earlier this week to start classes during the spring semester. So that means they still have some work to do. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think that you'll hear some names come up of both high school players and current college guys that we haven't been talking about before. But the fact that he said this class isn't over yet, we still have another signing day coming up and we've got a little wiggle room, whether that is high school players or transfers. So we'll see how that plays out. I think, Jim, that kind of tells you all you need to know.
It did sound like when he brings something up, it means there's something to it typically.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask you if there's any names we should be aware of. The one I know of is George Rooks, the defensive tackle from New Jersey. Any updates on him and any other names that we should be aware of?
Yeah, not really at this point in time, Jim. You know, the one guy, I guess, Owen Carney, I believe it is, the defensive end. Owen Carney, yes, the defensive end from Illinois. He was in the transfer portal, was kind of a guy who some people thought Penn State might go after, had a pretty nice season out there. He has decided to stay now. He's withdrawn his name from the transfer portal. So obviously Penn State won't be luring him to campus this year. So, no, other than that, there's not really any names to know at the moment. You know, I'm sure Mike Yurcich is looking around for some guys on offense and evaluating some guys with other members of the staff. Certainly defensively, as we've mentioned before, they are looking for defensive ends and defensive backs, so I'm sure they continue to evaluate that. And you know, it's kind of interesting because Penn State starts classes today, and a lot of schools are going to be getting underway with classes this week, so we might not hear as much as you would think about the transfer portal side of things until the spring, when guys get to go through spring practice potentially, and then, you know, decide based on how things play out then that they want to go somewhere else. And that was another interesting part of James Franklin's news conference, Jim. He was not willing to commit to the fact that there were 100% B spring practice, which I guess makes sense. No one knows at this point exactly how all this stuff is going to play out by the spring. But, you know, I think a lot of people are obviously hoping things start getting back to a little bit of a normalcy by that time in a couple of months. And, you know, recruiting during the spring and having spring practice, Jim, is a big way to not just show transfer targets what you're looking for. Keep in mind what Tommy Stevens did after spring practice last year, but also for future high school recruits, class of 2022 and beyond guys, to come up and check things out, see what the coaches are like on the field, get a feel for the Beaver Stadium atmosphere at a blue-white game. And we just don't know if we're going to have that yet. So that could play a part in this whole thing as well.
It needs to still be a concern here in the spring. Let's face it, currently, you know, the COVID numbers are higher now, number of cases, than they were last spring when they didn't have spring practice. So hopefully things will get better between now and then, but there is no guarantee. A couple other things have been going on. Quarterback Micah Bowens has decided to hit the transfer portal. I don't think it's ever a surprise when a quarterback hits the transfer portal.
Right.
It's a regular occurrence. My question is then, does that change the strategy at all recruiting-wise? I don't know if anyone ever declared for the class of 22 they're bringing in Bo Perbola. I don't know if anyone ever said, hey, we're only bringing in one quarterback. But Bowen's leaving. Does that make them more likely to try to bring in a second quarterback in the 2022 class?
It could, Jim. But here's the thing. I mean, I just don't know what the goal, the purpose, not the purpose, I guess, but so you bring in two quarterbacks, how often are you going to have both of those guys on campus for 2, 3, 4 years? It just doesn't feel like something that's feasible in this day and age because of the transfer portal, and because, you know, at some point you have a roster where a guy wins a starting quarterback job and it's his to lose for 2, 3, 4 years. And I think Penn State is going to be in that situation now for quite some time. So no, I don't know if I can see that. The only way I could see Penn State getting a second 2022 quarterback commit, Jim, is if Mike Yurst decides there's a guy out there that he has to have in addition to Bo Perbola, and they end up getting him. But I think a lot of the guys that Yurst would want are probably going to look at it and say, why would I come there and join a room that's going to have X, Y, Z, and all, you know, and Bo Perbola signing with me? Why wouldn't I go somewhere where I'm the only quarterback in the class? So I guess it's possible, but it certainly feels unlikely to me at this point in time.
Is there a chance? You know, we often, when talking about a quarterback transfer, we think in terms of a guy who would step right in and take over. And even last segment, we said, hey, outside of a home run, they're not going to bring someone in. But Micah Bowens, what was he, class of 2020?
Yes, and it's funny that we're now trying to discuss 2020, 2021, 2022, because we were just talking off the air about how confusing that can sometimes get. But yes, you are correct, Jim. Class of 2020.
Would it be possible, especially with a new offensive coordinator, that they look to bring a quarterback in who kind of fits, when I say the Micah Bowens profile, I mean with his amount of eligibility, somewhere else, a quarterback that has only 1 year into a program and is not going to come in and take over for Sean Clifford or Will Levis, but might be either freshman or sophomore eligibility that might be a developmental quarterback?
Sure. I mean, look, I think if Penn State loses guys through the portal at any position, there's always going to be a chance it can get guys from, to play any position through the portal. But do you really, I mean, I know there's obviously the depth factor. We saw that come into play with the running back room this year, but I don't know how much work that any school wants to do on getting somebody else's quarterback who couldn't play to try and develop them at the new school. So I think that would be the concern there. But yeah, no question that, with Penn State Again, I think you're going to see them lose guys at positions in the portal, and they'll always try and even that back out by trying to get guys at that position. And maybe you're right. Maybe it is a developmental guy or someone that they missed out on their recruiting process that needs a new start and a change of scenery, and it's not expected to play right away. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. Again, I think that most of their quarterbacks, at least recruiting, is going to be done through the portal, or I'm sorry, through the high school, and then maybe every few years they get one through the portal. But I think a lot of that work going to be done at the high school ranks.
And just speaking of quarterbacks, I was intrigued. There was an announcement of a walk-on quarterback by the name of Evan Clark from Mannheim. I'll be honest, Greg, I haven't watched his tape, but his statistics seem very good. 6'3", 215. Is this a Yursich, a guy bringing in? Is it a guy that maybe fits his mold a little bit? I'm not saying this is going to be the next great starting quarterback at Penn State, but might he be that guy who fills in that developmental backup quarterback role?
Yeah, I think that's 100% the case here. And yeah, this is a guy who I think when you look at his options, he certainly probably could have went to an FCS, maybe a Division II school, and probably got a little bit of money and made a team, made a roster there, and perhaps even worked his way to a starting role. But I think he's also a PA guy who is really enamored by what Penn State could do for him, even if it doesn't offer the easiest path or any path necessarily to the field. So, yeah, I think he does fit that developmental role, Jim, and I think he's a really nice pickup for Penn State. And he's a recruit I would assume they were in on before Mike Yursich took the Penn State offensive coordinator job, but I'm sure that that didn't hurt the Lions trying to persuade him to come to Penn State. So, yeah, I do think he fits that developmental role for sure.
The other situation here, Greg, he was a one-year starter in high school. So he didn't go to camps last summer. Nobody did. And he sticks out because he's a quarterback. But just in general, in the recruiting process, are there going to be a lot of these guys who maybe blossomed as a senior in high school but haven't been to any camps? And there's going to be these kind of gems that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, I certainly think that's a possibility, especially this year and probably even next year as well, frankly. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of these instances where guys that were very good at the high school level and you might look at and say, huh, why didn't he have more opportunities to go somewhere? You know, why was he a walk-on? How did he get missed? I do think that you're going to see more of that this year, just again, because there were no camps, no combines, no visits, no nothing really in 2021 after the middle of March. And so some of these guys, I think, certainly would have had, and Penn State is not the only one that will benefit from this, but considering PA tends to have a pretty good walk-on crop each year, they might benefit more than some others. But yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of cases like this where guys maybe go to a school now as a walk-on, and down the road, they enter the transfer portal and find a place to play that'll give them a little bit of money or a little bit of a better opportunity to get on the field.
It will be very interesting to see how that concept plays out, Greg. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stay tuned. In quarter number three, we get to your questions when we ask Greg.
UFC's most notorious icon is back. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.